So what was the inspiration for this play? How did it all come about?
The inspiration for this piece was, it happened actually about 2 years before I sat down to write it. My senior year at Dartmouth, I was working on a senior fellowship piece. I was full on into another production, and my grandmother passed away. The week before I had spoken to her, and, you know, I said, "Grandma, like, I want to interview you. I want to write a piece about you. I want to, you know, figure out something about your life." And she was like, "Yeah, sure." I'm not sure she really knew what I was talking about, but she agreed. And, you know, I went on my way and back to school, back to my work. And a week later, she had passed. And I never, obviously, I never got to interview her. And I just thought, by the time I started writing this piece was my thesis play in grad school, that I wanted to write something personal, and I wanted to, you know, try to write the piece about my grandmother. So that's how this came about.
So how do you want people to be affected by this production?
You know, I think it's a compelling story. There are moments of laughter. There are moments of darkness. But what has been at the heart of it since I started writing it was this idea of magic, and not, you know, pull a rabbit out of the hat, hocus pocus magic, but that idea of wonder and, you know, the feelings you have when you're a child and you look at your family and you look at your culture and you look at things you don't understand, not skeptically, but, you know, with curiosity and awe. So I hope that people can get that feeling back. And then also, as the play progresses, you know, we see how it changes, and we see how, you know, when life happens to these people and you grow up, how you tend to lose that. You tend to shut out that magic. And so I hope people can reflect and connect to those little moments, those, you know, the sentimental moments, the laughter, and just the feeling that you get when you're with family, when you're growing up, and, you know, things are still simple, but still so powerful.
What has it been like to see this play go from, you know, your mind to the stage? How has that been for you?
It's amazing. So I started writing this piece as a thesis play at Tisch Asia. And, you know, I had these wonderful professors who would, who really put up with my creative process of, you know, there are pages due, and I'd be like, "Oh, no, Wendy's, they're coming, they're here." And so, like, I'd be submitting, like, little bits of stories and little moments. And, you know, they really fostered this sense, this security where I could be vulnerable and I could, you know, really tap into these moments of truth that I put in the play. And then because of that, you know, watching it go from that struggle of like, "Oh, I know there's this like feeling I'm getting and magic and what does that mean," to suddenly being at a table read with actors and they're pulling all of these really brilliant thoughts and histories for these characters together. It's amazing. It's overwhelming. I don't feel like it's real yet. So I can't wait for it to open. I really want to see it. We also have a brilliant director. So, you know, I trust her with her vision of it. So, like, it's interesting to pass from, like, this is something that was somewhere floating in the back of my mind to, you know, the page, and then to someone else who can make it come alive.
How do you think your grandmother would feel if she saw it?
You know, I hope she would be proud of it. It's interesting because my family saw a reading of it, and that was the most nervous I've been. It's such an interesting thing to share art and to share, you know, pieces of yourself with an audience. But when people are present who have been there throughout your life and they can, you know, tap into certain moments and they know what is real in it and they know what is the height of your vulnerability. It's amazing. It's amazing. And my family has been very supportive and very encouraging. So I just hope that I'm, you know, making my grandmother proud and honoring her with this piece. And, you know, it is very much written in her memory, in, you know, creating a legacy for her without having the benefit of speaking to her. And, you know, it's very much fictional, but truthful, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the title of the play, E.M., is actually my grandmother's title. And that was the basis of it. I sat with a little prayer card that was made for her funeral, and I just started typing. I started trying to figure out what I felt when I started to think about what does it mean that my grandmother is gone? You know, this matriarch that held things together in so many ways. And how does that affect my mother? How does that affect me? In terms of culture, in terms of tradition, you know, I am a first generation American. My parents are Nigerian immigrants. And so there's this constant feeling, the constant questioning of what begins with me and what ends with me. What will I pass on? What will I leave behind? And I think that is it's relatable not just to, you know, to Nigerian people, not just to children of immigrants, but just to anyone in a family structure, anyone, you know, dealing with growing older and what responsibility looks like, what culture looks like. And I think that, you know, going to school, writing this piece in Singapore was an interesting opportunity. I think a lot about expats, about other writers who've done this. So the James Baldwin's, and what does that mean to go abroad to, you know, get closer to yourself, that idea of finding yourself. And, you know, for me, what I realized is, like, there's no escaping yourself, you know, that's what it is. And so I was able to reflect and, you know, think about what my culture and what my family and what tradition means to me, because I was so far away, because there were no mirrors around me, you know. Mm-hmm. And so this play really functions in a way as a window. You know, we get to look inside this family's home and see what their journey is like.
Considering that reflection that you were just speaking about, you're young, you're going to be writing for a very long time. How do you want this play, this production, to be looked at 4 or 5 years from now, or in the context of, you know, what you brought to the stage that no one else did?
I mean, already, I'm so pleased with this play because I think it is an evolution of what I've already written in the past. I know I'm young, and I've had people say, like, how did you write this piece? How did you tap into that? Because in the play, you know, there's the grandmother character and the mother character and the daughter character. And, you know, I think the assumption is when you're young, you should only be able to look at the child and sympathize or empathize. And for me, I empathize with all of these characters, and it was really about realizing that at every point, you are so many things to so many different people at all times, you know? So I am a daughter, I am a friend, I am a sister, I am a writer all the time, and sometimes you have to be all of those things, and it's hard. And so with this piece, I really... One of my goals is always to put Black people of color on stage. And not necessarily in relation to white people. In, you know, it doesn't have to be about the man and fighting oppression and all of those things, because that's not how life is. You know, like, I go home and I am home. I am still black, I'm still Nigerian and all of those things, but I, you know, I am part of a family unit. And so I wanted this piece, I want this piece to be compelling role, to have compelling roles for, you know, older black actresses, actors, and their flawed characters. I want it to be not representative, but a great work of art. You know, mm-hmm. I don't want to speak for Nigerian American children, but I want to create great black theater. You know, it's really important to me to move from the margins to the center and to allow these stories to be told, because, you know, this is very much my story. It's very much, you know, how I relate to my family in terms of, you know, we exist in relation to each other. If that is anything. And the story that is my parents, you know, my mm-hmm. parents are Nigerian, is not necessarily going to be the story that is mine. So growing up and being somehow both Nigerian and American, but neither really, you know, I'm not African American in, you know, the traditional understanding of the word, but I'm very much that hyphenated African American. I think that complexity is something that I want to bring, to continue to build on. 4 or 5 years down the line, I want people to think that this play, you know, remains, continues to be compelling work that, you know, people want to do because it is personal, because it is a great story.